Saga Egmont presents Gifted, Now You See Me by Marilyn Kay. Read by Cecily Bednar-Schmidt. Chapter 1.
Tracy!
Her mother's voice rang out loud and clear from the kitchen. Curled up with a book on the living room sofa, Tracy responded.
What? Tracy, have you seen my handbag?
Tracy raised her eyes from the page and surveyed the room.
It's under the coffee table, she called back. Tracy!
Now her mother sounded annoyed.
Tracy, answer me!
Tracy frowned. Was her mother developing a hearing problem? She was about to yell back even louder when the front door opened and her father came in and walked right past Tracy without even greeting her. That was when Tracy realized that sometime in the past half hour, she'd gone invisible. She wished she could understand how and why this had happened. It used to be so simple. Years of feeling unimportant and not worthy of attention had caused her to go invisible on a regular basis. She didn't feel that way about herself anymore, but occasionally she could make herself go invisible by recalling how she used to feel. It wasn't always a reliable process, but she'd been getting better and better at controlling her gift. Still, every now and then it just happened. She would disappear, and she wasn't sure why. Maybe this time it was caused by the book she'd been reading, Jane Eyre. The character of Jane had just been sent away to a nasty boarding school, and she was lonely. Maybe Tracy was simply feeling sad for the character. Her father had gone into the kitchen, and she could hear her parents' conversation.
Have you seen my handbag? Her mother asked.
No, did you lose it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I had it this morning, but I've looked all over the house. The seven are at their swimming class. I have to pick them up in 10 minutes, and I can't find my bag.
So that was why the house was so quiet, Tracy mused. Her little sisters, the identical septuplets collectively known as the Devon Seven, weren't at home.
What am I going to do? Her mother wailed.
She sounded on the verge of hysteria, which didn't really alarm Tracy. Mrs. Devon had a tendency to become terribly dramatic very easily. Reluctantly, Tracy put her book down.
Come back, she ordered herself.
But of course, it wasn't that easy. She concentrated on feeling good about herself.
People pay attention to me. My parents care about me. I've got friends.
It didn't work. She was still invisible. She really had to work harder on controlling her gift, practice more, learn how to concentrate harder. But meanwhile, her mother needed her handbag. Tracy got up, retrieved the handbag from under the coffee table, and ambled into the kitchen. Her mother was still ranting.
My car keys are in the bag. How can I pick the girls up without car keys?
Take my car,
Mr. Devon suggested.
But my driver's license is in my bag. I can't drive without a license.
Tracy planted herself in front of her mother and dangled the bag in the air. Her mother didn't blink.
Where did I leave that bag? She fretted.
Tracy hadn't been thinking. Of course, if she was invisible and the bag was in her hands, the bag was invisible too. She dropped the bag onto the kitchen counter.
Isn't that your bag? Her father asked.
Mrs. Devon turned and gasped.
It wasn't there 2 seconds ago.
Then she shrieked. That was when Tracy realized she had become visible again. This wasn't the first time she'd suddenly appeared in front of her parents, and her parents knew about her so-called gift, but her mother couldn't get used to it.
Tracy, don't do that, she cried out.
Sorry, Mom, I didn't mean to scare you, Tracy glanced at the clock on the wall. I gotta go. I'm meeting Jenna and Emily at the mall. I'll be home before dinner.
But will we actually see you later?
Her father wanted to know. Tracy just grinned and took off. She was heading to the big mall, not the one across from their school, so she had to take a bus. She supposed she could have asked her mother to drop her off on the way to pick up the seven, but she wasn't in the mood to listen to her go on and on about her disappearing act. She had to admit, though, it was kind of nice hearing her parents express a desire to see her. There was a time when that hadn't been the case at all.